Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Darid Shepperly. Hello, Darid.
Hello.
So Darid is the Cole County Fair Chairman, and I know it's hard to believe, but it's time for the county fair. So Darid, let's get it out there first. What are the dates for the fair?
So we will be starting Monday, July the 31st, and it will run through August 5th.
Okay. So for someone maybe who's never been to the Cole County Fair, what are they going to encounter when they come Monday?
Basically, there's a bunch of different entertainment that will be happening at the fair. We will have different acts every night on the stage. We will have PBJ entertainment as the carnival. We will have different events going on in the arena. And we also have 4-H showing animals and other items.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the carnival, because that's always a hot spot for kids and kids at heart. So what kind of rides and stuff might one see there?
There's all different sorts. There's everything from kids' rides all the way up to adult rides. This year, they're saying that they have a few new rides that they're going to be putting on display. I know last year we had some rides that kept breaking down, but this year we're sure that everything's going to go smooth.
All right.
Everything's going to be working good.
So that's what you like to hear, right?
Yes, sir.
So what are some of the musical acts that are going to be coming?
Monday night, we have a local's favorite, Murphy's Ford. Tuesday night, we have Creed Fisher. Wednesday night, we have Shane Prophet. Thursday night, we have Ashley Cook. Friday night, we have Quiet Riot. And Saturday night, we have Michael Ray.
Oh, wow. That's a wide array of talent. So what's the admission price to get in?
Monday night is $5. Tuesday night is $10. Wednesday night is $15. Thursday night is $15, Friday is $20, and Saturday is $20.
Okay. Again, I'm going to go back to this. I was talking to someone just recently about there are some folks that when you bring up the subject of the fair, that's been their whole life. That's what they do every summer, you know, whether it's a 4-H kid or whether it's they just love going and hitting the boardwalk and ride the rides and just listen to the music. Others have never been to a county fair. What's your background? How long have you been involved with the fair? You obviously are investing some time in putting this one on. What do you like about the fair? What's your experience with it?
As far as the fair goes, I've been around the fair since I was a little kid. My older sister was a JC, and my father worked for the Cole County Sheriff's Department my entire life. Mm-hmm. 41 plus years is what he was with the Sheriff's Department with. So I've always been at the fair. I didn't become a JC until towards the end of what would have been my grace period where I could be a JC. Mm-hmm. But I have been a JC for a few years now, and it's a rewarding experience being a JC.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of work in this too, though, right? It's not just, oh, it's fun. And, you know, from the public standpoint, kind of give us a back behind the scenes. I mean, when did work start on this fair? What's a typical day at the fair like for you as chairman?
Work began with like sponsorship and looking into entertainment and such. It starts generally almost right after the fair ends. Mm-hmm. So we will pick a new fair chairman like a month or two after the fair is over. Mm-hmm. And then planning immediately starts. That fair chairman will pick under chairs or chairman for each area of the fair. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'll have an entertainment chair, you'll have a midway chair, you'll have an arena chair, different chair positions that will help you succeed in doing your job.
Yeah. So, it's a year-long getting organized, getting the talent, everything. So, then here we are, late July, early August, few days before the fair begins. What's the workload once that begins? I mean, I'm assuming we're setting up now or getting things organized in this final stages.
Yeah. Like, the month of July is the push for the fair. Mm-hmm. That's when we start cleaning the fairgrounds because it gets rented out by various groups throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But that's when we start deep cleaning and repainting and doing all the maintenance and stuff that we need to do to get everything set up. It's generally every weekend for that month. And then the last week before the fair starts, we're out there every evening working.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit of work.
Sure, sure. So what kind of staffing or volunteers do you guys use to put this thing on?
It's not really staffing. All of the JCs in a whole are volunteers.
Okay.
We all have our own jobs and come from different walks of life, but everybody will donate their time. I mean, there are incentives to donating your time, especially around the fair. This year, I really implemented for the people who were volunteering and donating their time that we would have cold drinks and we would have nice hot meals for everybody. So that
Fuel them up.
Yes, sir. That was really high on my priority list.
Yeah. So obviously, the JCs have a huge role in staging this fair. So let's talk a little bit about the Jefferson City JCs. So for those who may not be aware, tell us a little bit about the group.
So the Jefferson City JCs in a whole are all volunteers. We all volunteer our time, and a lot of people don't know exactly what we do.
Right.
In years past, maybe late 70s, early 80s, or 90s, the JCs were known to be party people. And by right, we do have fun.
Yeah.
But we like to focus, especially like the newer board members and the newer members, a lot of us don't even drink or drink very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
What we're more focused to is the donation side of what we do. Every single thing that we do raises money for a certain group. Our main group that we donate to is Wonderland Camp at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our proceeds and stuff that we raise throughout the year actually gets donated to them. We also do a lot with Access Day. Access Day is the state fair. We take a group of people up to the state fair that are handicap accessible, I guess, for lack of better words. They turn on the rides and give them a fair experience that they wouldn't normally be able to get when the fair is in full swing.
Sure.
Also, we do events like the Christmas parade. We do the Easter egg hunt. And the Easter egg hunt itself, we only charge $1 per person or $1 per child that comes into the Easter egg hunt.
Right.
And every bit of that money is donated to Jefferson City Parks and Recreation for less fortunate sports.
I gotcha.
So that money goes towards buying sporting equipment for kids. The Christmas parade is the same way. It's all donated.
A great organization here in Jefferson City.
Yes, sir. I mean, and I know a lot of other entities or companies or organizations are struggling right now, you know, getting volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And we are struggling too. And it's kind of a scary thought because the Jefferson City JCs put on so many things. And I think in the 90s, we had somewhere around 300 members. This last year, we have less than 100 voting members, of age voting members.
Okay.
A large part of what actually gets done now is being done by alumni.
Wow. Okay.
So they're aged out members.
So how does one become involved in the JCs?
We're working on going to different places and setting up booths and stuff. But right now, if somebody's interested in joining in, the ages to be a JC are 18 to 40. But obviously, we'll take help from any age person that's willing to donate their time.
Sure.
Yearly member dues is $75 a year. However, during the week of the fair, if you approach a JC at the fairgrounds or talk to somebody at the fairgrounds, membership dues are $50.
Oh, wow. All right.
And I'm sure that if you talk to a member and you're interested, they might pay your dues for you just to get you in the doors.
Sure, right. Give you an opportunity to really experience the benefits of it.
Yes,
sir. So obviously when you're at the fair, you need to look up a JC.
Yes, sir.
How would one notice someone at the fair that they're a JC?
So this year, most of the JCs are going to be wearing like a blue shirt with the fair logo on the chest and the sponsorships of the fair on the back.
All right.
They'll either be wearing a blue shirt or a high-vis yellow shirt.
Okay.
Some of us will, the board members on Monday night will be wearing a lime green shirt.
Okay. So just go up and say, Darren sent me.
Yes. Or I'm interested, I'm here to help, or I want to learn, or I want to donate some time, or anything. You know, it's an experience and it's really rewarding to be a JC. It really is.
So again, let's say again when the fair is, where it's at.
Yeah, so it is July the 31st through August the 5th at Jefferson City JC's Cole County Fairgrounds. It's 1445 Fairgrounds Road, Jefferson City, Missouri.
Okay. So, Darren, I'm going to give you a great pitch right here. You tell the listener who's sitting there going, I don't know if I want to go this year to the fair. It's hot outside. What would you tell them to say, get off that couch and come out to the fair?
You know, it's an experience. It really is. We try to pick something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was always about the food or, you know, what I might see, things that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And we really tried this year to do some things new that people may not have seen before. Hopefully that will maybe pull some people in.
It was always the funnel cakes for me, man. How often can you go someplace and get a funnel cake? You got to go to a fair to get one, right?
Or deep fried Oreos.
Oh, deep fried Oreos. That sounds great. All right. Well, I'm hungry right now. So the fair starts Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Well, in our show notes, we'll add some details for folks to know how to get there and when it is. And we wish you the best of luck with this year's fair.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.